10% of the way through the primaries for November's midterm elections, Professor Spencer Kimball, safe travels back from the APOR conference in Colorado. Spence, what are your takeaways from the primaries that have taken place thus far?
Well, I thought last week Nebraska really caught my eye. If you take a look at that second district with Kara Eastman and Brad Ashford, in the Democratic primary, you really had the opportunity to see a Bernie-esque, Clinton-esque type of matchup. And what we saw was a very competitive race. Eastman was able to pull it out by a couple of points. And she's going to carry a banner of Medicare for all, but she's also going to be probably supportive of Trump's tariff policies in Nebraska's second district. And remember, Nebraska is a state that went heavily for Trump by about 25 points, but the second district was very competitive. And Don Bacon, who's fairly new in the second district, he had just beat Ashford last cycle. So this is going to be a real interesting race to keep an eye out on in the fall, because it really will give an idea of what 2020 is going to look like. Remember, Nebraska is one of two states with Maine that give out their electoral votes based on congressional districts as well as at large, as opposed to the other 48 states, which is all winner take all. So Nebraska was interesting. Idaho, I thought, was an interesting race. Brad Little, who had the former governor's or the current governor's endorsement, was able to beat a Congressman Raul Labrador by about 4 or 5 points. And then Pennsylvania, I think every politico needs to take some real time to take a look at these congressional races, because it looks like the Democrats have the opportunity to pick up 2, 3, maybe even 4 seats in Pennsylvania. So that's pretty much my takeaways from last week's events.
Pennsylvania, big state, of course, as we know, in the past presidential election, all eyes on the midterms as well. So suffice it to say, Emerson Polling will certainly be on that. And let's stay in the present moment. What about the agency? What is Emerson Polling looking at this week?
Well, this week we're going to be taking a look at the California primary. That's for June 5th. And there's a lot of interesting things happening in California. You hear a lot about the sanctuary cities. We hear about construction, mandatory use of alternative energy on roofs. And so we're going to take a look at some of those issues. And obviously, we'll take a look at the primaries from this week. We have Georgia. We've got a big national race, basically looking at the Democratic primary in Georgia between Stacey Evans and Stacey Abrams. It looks like Stacey Abrams is the front runner there, but will be an interesting race to look at. And then Arkansas, the Democrats have been looking at the second district over there for a couple of years now. And so ever since French Hill was able to knock off Hayes by about 8 points in 2014, the Democrats thought that this might be a district that they could take. And next week we also have Texas with their runoff election. So got a couple of primaries next week coming up. And then obviously we'll be taking a look at California, because June 5th has got a large slew of races. And so we'll start that next week and start looking at those, what's coming ahead.
All right. So there it is. As stated, as we know, first release per usual on the podcast. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.